This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Yay! Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So, good morning.
Good morning.
It's hump day.
Yes, it is.
I had quite an odd, I've been driving into this station for 22 years.
Yes.
This morning, as I'm coming down Battery, I just turned off the Embarcadero onto Battery. Mm-hmm. And, there's no other cars around. It's just me. It's 4 in the morning. And there's a car parked on the side of the road, and the door's open, and there's a dude like leaning into the car, and as I get upon him, that's the wrong thing to say.
What are you doing getting up on guys?
I know.
At 4 in the morning,
Vinny,
on
and this guy in particular, he I got a bend over pull apart.
What?
Yeah. It was very exciting.
Wait, I don't understand.
So you were flashed.
I wasn't just flashed.
What do you mean?
It was far longer than a flash. A flash to me is... This was... And I just,
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you telling me you saw plumber's crack?
Oh, no.
That's what I asked.
That's what he said, too. I said, no. This guy... And here's the thing. It wasn't like he was popping a squat.
That's also what I asked.
Maybe he was about to. I mean,
You're telling me this guy was leaning into his car.
No, he was leaning in as I first saw him. And then, as I'm getting up on him, as I'm getting closer to him, he's standing up. The first he stands up, and then his pants come down.
To his ankles.
No, I don't think so. I don't really.
Knees,
I don't. I'm not below his full ass.
Yeah.
Full hiney. Mm-hmm. Hands on the cheeks, pulls apart.
Lucky.
You aimed your way.
Right at. I mean, for me.
What?
No one. There are no other cars. No other cars around. It's just me.
So his third eye is looking right at you.
Right at me. And
what'd you do?
I kept on going. I mean, was I supposed to hit him?
Honk?
Yeah,
no,
you didn't honk?
No, I didn't do anything. I was like,
what the bleep was that?
Well, in my car, I'm sure I made noise.
Ah!
But it was more just like, because it was so unexpected. Like, at
of
first
course.
I'm like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? So I took a good look. Yeah. And I had to look over there.
And did he look back at you?
No.
Handsome fella?
Couldn't see his face.
Was his butt
what?
Good looking?
Right, that's what I'm asking you. Did you like it? Did you like what you saw?
No.
See anything you like?
Very hairy, white dude.
Hairy. Gross.
Very, very furry, top and bottom.
You
it
like
just
a
seemed very
you like
dark.
A good backside trim, do you?
Well, it just was
sleek.
I just couldn't, at first I just couldn't tell if I was seeing what I thought I was seeing.
Oh my goodness.
But I did think, you know what, thank you, because I am now wide awake.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a...
And it was a first.
It was, I do not believe, I think I can say... Let me think hard on this. I think I can honestly say in the 22 plus years that I've been driving into this station, and I've been coming down Battery that whole time, that I've never seen any nudity on my way in.
Isn't that depressing?
No.
Oh.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I wish that the streak had continued. Although, exciting. I mean, I don't wish that it didn't happen.
I've definitely driven targeted. Down the roads on our way in. Most days, I'm just either jamming music. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just turn everything off and just cruise. Mm-hmm. And normally, I'm in my head doing whatever.
Sure. Or checking Instagram, you know, whatever.
Yeah. That's not happening on a regular basis unless I'm stuck at a three-minute light on Embarcadero.
Only the one day we needed that not to happen. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, the point is, every now and then, I will look up at a lighted window and think, it would be wonderful to see a naked lady right now. Yeah. And I have yet to get that lucky.
Yeah.
To see, like, there's hotels along the 101, and I think, how have I never...
Because you're doing the right thing and keeping your eyes on the road.
Caught a traveler getting ready for the trip or whatever.
Because you're doing the right thing.
There she is.
It sounds like he's looking in the window hoping that they...
Yeah.
No.
You should come to my house. You might see that.
What? Getting ready out at an open window?
Yeah, because sometimes if we don't... I go to bed before it's dark. And so John may forget to leave or forget to close the shutter.
Oh.
And there I am walking around naked and then... I don't even notice that there's a shutter open.
No wonder that kid wants to touch your
hair.
There
it is.
Gulp.
I don't know what happened to that kid. Hey, so I thought you were going to talk about that. I was sitting at my desk. Bryn had just come in, and he goes, oh, funny, there's Sarah. And I thought you were going to say, do you look up at the window? Because our office faces that.
She saw
that.
Me, yeah.
I was
right in the middle of, like, you know, pondering the full moon that I'd just seen. And I pull up at the stop sign right outside and so I'm basically facing, I'm about to
now
take,
there's
a, take
a
right
there,
into the garage, but there's a stop sign, so I look every day just to make sure the lights are on.
Oh, funny.
You know, I don't want to come in if there's no lights on.
What?
Just be like, what, did I not get the memo?
Do you even have a key to the office?
No. I don't.
That is so
funny.
If
I got here before you, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I think I had one and I gave it.
One and gave it back.
Yeah, gave it to someone.
You guys.
Like, I don't need that.
So you saw Bryn.
So I see, and he's on Bryn's side, so I just assume it was Bryn. It's just a silhouette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then he waved at me, and I was like, oh. Gave him a couple flashes with my light beam.
So she flashes me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, well, flashing was the theme of the morning.
Way to go.
Yeah.
We got the memo.
Apparently so.
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
It was just such a,
oh my
you know,
goodness.
I know, just like a, you know,
in the
like,
world.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't even know how I feel
that.
About it. Like, should I be offended?
Yes.
Should I?
Yes.
No.
I'm offended for you.
Well, it was
so much worse going on in San Francisco.
Especially with that
right,
hair.
I know.
You know.
Oh, it was super gross. I know. It's like, if you're going to be showing that to people, at least, you know, let's trim that up.
I've been violated way worse in the streets of San Francisco. There's a lot going on.
Well, Bryn was just telling, you know, after I told him my story, he told me the story about how, you know, him and his daughter got to watch a guy poop right in front of them.
I didn't let her watch.
You covered. Oh, good.
I turned her away,
but we were at the Metreon at like 6:30 p.m. on, you know, any given
on
night.
On a crowded,
crowded night.
The guy why didn't he go between two cars?
Right.
I'm convinced.
Why didn't you find a bathroom.
If you're living out there and things have gotten that bad and your standards just continue to drop,
I got to poop right now.
I've seen guys walking. I saw a guy going number one, walking across Embarcadero.
Right.
Going number one while walking.
Like walking into it? Did he turn sideways?
Crosswalk at the light. But walking and going.
Yeah, he's probably on himself too a little bit.
Yeah, so he just doesn't care if he gets on his shoes.
And I clearly that's a look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Yeah. Nobody notices me unless I do something dramatic.
Oh.
I think.
Like a statement or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
hey,
that's what
I'm
the whole pooping
here.
In the streets of San Francisco is. It's like, we're here.
Really.
Don't you see us?
On the sidewalk.
Like, yeah. That's what it
in
is.
In the middle of the lane, like, dude, move aside a little bit or find a crack or a corner
just somewhere
or something.
To be. I mean, those to me are private moments, but I guess, you know, I'm not street enough.
Things change.
You know,
I think.
You know how we have our friends at another building with more radio stations?
Mm-hmm.
So they out their window and with Broadway, they're on the corner of Broadway right here in Battery. So they had posted online, a guy loving himself.
Oh.
In broad daylight, it's, you know, whatever. It's like 6:10, it gets light out. And there he was going at it on the street. And I don't know, Bryn, maybe a couple weeks ago, there was, you know, the people that sleep out front?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Down there. He was doing that. There was another guy doing it. But
and you had to walk by him?
Yeah. He had the decency, though. His pants were up. Vaughn, did you see that with me? It was must have been me just walking to my car. But at least his pants were up and his hand was inside.
Oh.
And, you know, it's obvious what he's doing.
Well, he could just have fleas. Just be scratching.
I don't think so. That
was hardcore scratch.
Dang, man.
That's interesting.
11 in the morning and you're doing that out on the
sidewalk.
Usually
need more inspiration, though. I mean.
I don't think he
was doing
that for me.
Well, you know, he probably didn't have the internet.
That's
yeah,
true.
Well, that's true. He barely had shoes.
Well,
so.
A lot of these homeless guys do have cell phones.
That's true. True.
Everybody's got a cell phone. Duh. Uh-huh.
I don't know if they've got unlimited, though. Maybe you already used their phones.
They probably don't have T-Mobile.
Right. For sure not.
You know, that's what you need.
Anyway, well, sounds like you had a good morning.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know if I'd call it good, but I would call it interesting. Certainly different than other days I've had.
A police officer here. I will go buy battery and check it out.
Yeah, he had a car. He had a car, so I'm sure he is somewhere else, you know, surprising, making someone else's day.
All right. 707 says, oh, how I wish I lived along Vinny's route to work so I can appropriately flash him.
Oh. Well, I'm sure he'd be happy to tell you what his route is.
It would make my day. It really would. I realize that.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm lucky.
I'm going by doing 65. It's highly unlikely that I'm going to, you know, be lucky enough. But
it wouldn't be lucky. It would be unlucky because you would immediately crash your car.
I wouldn't.
65 in quotes, miles per hour. And you see boobs.
They wouldn't be my first boobs, Sarah. Believe me, I can handle it.
I don't know.
Well, it's the same feeling of like, you know, when somebody's walking across the, you know, the sidewalk, the what is that? Intersection.
Yeah.
And they have a stress and it's really windy and you're just like praying and hoping for that one. Oh, maybe it might happen.
Oh.
At least you're parked.
You're praying and hoping for that.
Yeah, especially when it's like windy and you see it almost happened already. You're like, and I don't know why, because you see underwear, whatever.
You know why? Because you're a boy.
I guess so.
They're girls.
You're not supposed to see.
It's ridiculous.
Ding, ding.
Boys are.
You don't understand.
No, you're right. I don't.
What have I said to you?
Because they're ruled by it.
What have I said to you?
There's a naked lady, there's a boy.
Some guy trying to look at
her.
Just the reality. Sucks to be a lady, I guess.
Yuzi, you got to stop. You got to make sure those things are. Now that you've announced it on the air,
what?
That sometimes your shades are open.
Oh, the ship.
In the morning.
No one's looking at an old lady. Someone says.
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot what Vinny just said. 510 says hello.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah. any age. Any age.
I asked the class the question and you had the right answer.
I had the answer and here I go forgetting it 2 seconds later. 510 says, hello, Sarah. It was a gay man invitation, not necessarily intended for you.
Oh. You do have a smart haircut.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was dark. I'm sure he couldn't see my haircut. He was just hoping that I would be a gay man cruising by.
Yep.
I was going kind of slow. You know, I drive pretty slow.
And your cop toaster is very noticeable. Maybe they knew it was you.
Oh, your cop toaster, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait here. I know where she gets in.
But it was dark. I was coming at him in the nighttime, like with my lights on. Like, there's no way he knew it was my car.
Nighttime when I saw you and said hi to you, too. It was dark
you
outside.
You have the same car as me, and you know what those headlights look like. And also, it was exactly the time that I arrive every morning.
Right.
Like,
you know the same guy that honks at you and high beams you because he loves you? The listener guy?
That's back on 101.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying that there's somebody out there like, oh, Battery Street, maybe Sarah's coming in. I'm super excited. I love the show.
Really, they parked there just for show her my crack.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, make your day.
Hairy.
Clearly
crack.
They did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in a way they did make my day, even though like I
gave you something to talk about, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I had a whole conversation about this.
Yeah.
209 says, Sarah, was that a homeless guy breaking into a car and about to take a poo?
Oh,
maybe.
The thing of it is that it definitely did not seem like a I don't care who's watching me. I'm going to pop a squat. It was, oh, there's a car coming. I'm going to show them the Buckeye.
Yeah, I don't think
like
most
the
people
pull apart.
Don't do that.
No.
With their hands when they're just number twoing,
you know, or mooning.
No, right. Even mooning, do they have to pull it apart? If he's just showing you like that was full on like, hey, look at this.
Yeah, that
part of me.
An invitation. Of sorts.
Oh, so you're thinking that if I was a
gay
man,
the texter's right.
I would be just getting to work now.
Come on.
Oh, you would have stopped for a quickie.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know.
That's
I certainly wouldn't want to think that gay men just stop whenever anyone moons them.
Well, but you do. We just talked about boys. I mean,
yes,
if I were actually attracted to men,
you would have stopped. And
well, I think that it comes a lot easier.
Yeah.
All the stuff.
Well, you would have stopped and, like, you know, asked a few questions, maybe.
Right.
You know, hey, what's going on
here? What's up? How you doing?
Yeah. Are you fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not. Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep on going to work then. Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I've heard stories about interactions between men, and I've thought that is how it would be.
It does seem
easy.
It's
incredible. Yeah. Let's go do this. Okay.
No nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go do this.
And then
okay.
There's a football game on later. And we'll
no
watch
games.
That together, too.
I mean, you know, not.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of games. We're still talking about human beings here. Nothing's ever easy or free.
Well, at least they get to the point, though, it seems.
Well, right. And they both want to.
Oh, God. I am forever ruined by working with you two chicks.
You're a lucky guy.
I'm never going to recover from it.
You'll be fine. Don't
I
worry.
Won't.
You'll totally
I
be
won't.
Fine.
You're in my head when I'm at the worst possible times.
You were in my head this morning.
I will see all of us get in each other's heads at the worst.
At the worst time.
We've spent too much time together.
Oh, man.
I was walking... You know, I say goodbye to John and Ella, walk out of the house, and then I get in my car and Vinny pops in my head, and I thought, oh, I should tell him that. The best part about marriage is...
Now she's trying to sell you it.
Saying goodbye?
Leaving in the morning, knowing I don't have to see that guy the rest of the day.
Yeah, you should really tell me that.
That makes... Oh, God. But as I walked out of the house to my car, I thought, you know, the fun part about marriage is just... being a team.
Yeah.
And it feels, I know it's not necessarily like this, but it feels like it's your team, you guys, you two against the world.
Yep.
And that just feels so good. Like you have a team. You shut up.
You shut up.
Shut up.
It's having a person that has your back no matter what,
look,
even when you're
exactly.
stupid and wrong.
I don't disagree with you. My problem with marriage is that once you get to a point where you're with someone because you're kind of stuck there, that's the part that bums me out. Like people... who are all, well, you know, we own a house together. It'd be cheaper to keep her. All that stuff makes me just go.
Well, those
man,
are people
I would
who
not,
putting in enough effort. Come
I understand,
on,
but
make
I'm just
this
saying
work.
I would not want a lady to be with me because it's harder to leave than stay.
Sure.
But she's really just over it.
Right. Yeah.
You don't need
I'm
to be like, be over it. Move on.
Well, then those people are in a terrible marriage. You're going to have a good marriage.
You're
right.
Have a great
well, I hope
marriage.
So. But I like my odds out there. Mm-hmm. So I feel like don't do me any favors if you're just giving me charity.
Yeah.
Set me free.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I feel good about it if I got to go back
out. You're saying
out.
She's going to dump you.
Well, yeah. what else are we talking about? I'm talking about that person that's with you because they're like doing...
Well, I mean,
they'd
the
rather
person
be
you
somewhere
be you.
Else, but it's... Eh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm feeling like that, I think I'd split.
Yeah.
Right. I would, too, if I felt that way.
Yeah, I would, too.
And I would
think.
Hope he would as well.
Yeah. I mean, we're either together or we're not together.
Yeah.
But it's
I don't want
to
be roommates.
Keep her, huh?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Huh. Yeah.
Just a bummer. Anyway, what were you going to say? Oh, yeah, you like marriage.
I love marriage. I love being married.
Except
to
you did
him.
Say one thing that bothered you this morning.
Yeah. Well.
Already?
What was it?
Yeah, it's only 6 in the morning.
Well, that was at
and you won't even see him all day.
That was at 3:30 this morning.
What
but
did he say?
We already decided what we're having for dinner, so
oh,
that's good.
Oh, good.
Making steaks.
Boy, that's the reason to get married.
And a baked potato.
You've got dinner locked up at
I
3
sure
in the
do.
Morning.
That's right, Vinny. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
You got to keep that man fed
that's good
and
to
healthy.
Know. You know, it's like one less thing you got to worry about.
I told him something. He mentioned, oh, his kid was over yesterday and the wife and the baby. And he said something, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, oh, yesterday was...
Teacher Appreciation Day?
Sandy's husband's birthday. Sandy, and he's like, who? And I'm like, Sandy. Sandy? I go, yeah, your ex-wife?
Oh.
He's like, oh, whose birthday? I was like, oh, God. Dennis. Dennis? Yeah, her husband.
Jesus.
Oh, oh my God. He is rummy in the morning. Like, you know, I wake up, I'm all blah, blah, blah. but he is rummy in the morning.
Oh, rummy. What does that mean?
He just, like, things aren't clicking.
Oh.
he's mushy. He clicks later in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
most
good.
People do. That's, you know, you need a morning show to get yourself or right. getting flash on the street.
For old people, don't they call that sunsetting? Like, usually it's later in the day when they start to go, like, where am I?
Oh, I never heard that.
Sunsetting, huh?
Yeah, so I think so.
What
did
I do all day, huh?
Like their sunsets early, yeah. If you know what I mean. Yeah. I think they cut.
That's hilarious. I'm going to take that on. That's who I am.
Your sunsetting.
Oh God, don't catch me later in the day. I can't think straight at all. I'm tired.
Yeah, you know, I do think that's one of the benefits of this job is that when you wake up, you got to turn on, and we know it, and we do it. And then at 10:30, you got
so
it.
Over.
I got it. I did it. It's over. Yeah, at 10:30, like people try to get you into a meeting, and you're just like, I don't have anything left.
Uh-huh.
I turned it on for 4 straight hours. It's over. This is muscle. I'm getting brain cramps. It's sunset at noon.
Yeah, but then your 5-year-old at 3 in the afternoon's all, are you sad?
Are you frustrated?
What?
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah, Vinny, Alice, Morning Show. It's Hump Day. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.